Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. You dialed said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I was just chatting with Jason about the premium 303 tractor hydraulic fluid scandal brought on by Citgo / Orscheln, Orscheln Farm and Ranch, I think they call themselves. It's a chain store. And I didn't finish the story, but I mentioned on Monday that, class, if you're interested in hearing how that class action suit unfolded, of which I was part of, I'll be glad to tell you. But I'm only going to tell you if you're interested. And so send me an email at instructor at usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. And I will, I'll talk about it. But if no one's interested, I won't talk about it. So far, no one's interested. So I won't talk about it unless someone is interested or someone's are interested. Today, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Rich Sheban. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, it seems like people are interested in stuff that directly affects them today. That's why, you know, when I talk about, you know, inflation, deflation, stagflation, and the delegitimization of work, you know, free lunch to the elites. Basically, when I put it in a certain context, people are very interested because they can see how they're being conned and played with the system that's basically redistributing wealth to the super wealthy already. So that's kind of how I do it. And I think if you put it, when you show scams like that, you put it in the context of cost shifting, extra taxes, payoffs. I think people get it a little more. They get a little more angry, which is a way better emotion than despair. And that's when they do something about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I know what you mean. And I've talked about this, but the way I see it, it's more than just the attack on Vincent Finelli family and all the other small family farms. It is an attack on the American food supply, because that's what farmers do. That's what we do. We're in the grass business, which ultimately is in the finest meat business in the world. We produce some of the finest beef in the world right here on our farm. And so do other farmers. I mean, we're not the only ones who are doing this. So if you want grass-fed beef, it's going to come from a farm like ours. We don't have a factory farm. We have an all-natural farm. So anyway, the bottom line is this tractor hydraulic fluid scandal is huge. And, you know, the other networks can't even talk about it because they don't have people like us who are entrepreneurs, who are broadcasters, and who are farmers. They don't have people like us. So they don't know. They can't intelligently talk about it. All we can do about it is read it and regurgitate it. But we lived it, and right on the front lines, and we were a major, major portion of this resolving this scandal. We were the poster boys of evidence for this scandal. And it literally was a fraud to take down, in my opinion, to take down the small family farm at the greed of the wealthy. And it's an absolute outrage. And so if you think about it, you take out the family farmers by removing lubrication from their equipment, and then all the hydraulics start to fail. The hoses, the hydraulic cylinders that lift bales of hay, the front end loaders, the back hose, the hydraulic pumps that pump fluid through the tractors. Then you destroy all these old tractors. When I say old, I don't mean broken down. I just mean chronologically old. Tractors that are certainly serviceable, like all the ones on our farm, or were. And you take them out of the equation, and then all you have left is new tractors and computer controls for the tractors, and then you have companies like John Deere who hold the farmers hostage with their equipment. You want that equipment to run? We got the software, and unless you pay us and do what we tell you, we're not going to fix your tractor. It's not like the old guy can, you know, the old guys that can turn wrenches and replace seals and things like that. It's not like that with the new tractors and the new equipment. You just call the guy, and he shows up and with the tools and the computer, and he fixes your tractor and equipment. So this is a huge scandal, and I'm really surprised that no one wants to talk about it. But anyway, there was something else I was thinking about, Rich, and there's another scandal, and this is PEX, P-E-X. And I wanted to ask you, in your cabin in Montana, you have a gravity flow water system. Once you fill up that tank on the second floor and the water can travel down the plumbing to your sink in the kitchen, what do you use? Do you use PEX? Do you use PVC?
I have two hoses for two tanks. One tank goes into the wood cook stove reservoir, which is a 20-gallon reservoir, and then I have another PEX, and that's kind of like I'm looking at it right now, kind of a probably 3/4-inch rubber type hose, and then the one that I do have coming from the bigger tank to rinse off the hot water and the soap off the dishes, that is a small blue PEX pipe.
Okay, so PEX comes, PEX, P-E-X class, is polyethylene, P, poly, E, ethylene, X, cross-linked plastic. And it is flexible, but it will bend, and it will not recover properly if you bend it too much. But you can make a radius with it, and it can sustain 180 degrees Fahrenheit hot water, and you can use it for cold water, and in some terms, it's really, really good for some applications. Now, there's another scandal that we can talk about at any time. And this happened to me. We only use PEX in our house for no pressure, meaning not 40 pounds to 60 pounds of pressure in the water system. I only use it for circulating hot water from our outdoor wood furnace. And what happens is we heat 400 gallons of water with the wood stove outside, and underground there's this PEX, and it's in an insulated plastic conduit, comes into the house and heats up our hot water through a heat exchanger and our hot water heater, and then it goes on to heat the heat exchangers for our air-based, what would you call it? Not hydronic, but we have a heating and air conditioning system with ductwork, and we have a heat exchanger in there. So the hot water just heats that up, and in the wintertime we use that hot water to heat our house. Yesterday during the broadcast, or just before the broadcast, our pump on our outdoor wood furnace failed, and our wood furnace hit 213 degrees. And so we were able to replace the pump, and that was good. Once we replaced the pump, we powered it up, and I was on the air. My son replaced the pump, and we had a flood in the basement because one of those connections, one of those brass fittings in the PEX failed, and it just sprayed water everywhere. And this is no pressure, okay, just gravity feed. And the point I'm trying to make, Rich, is all of these fittings come from the communist Chinese. We don't make any of them. All of those brass fittings come from the communist Chinese. We might make the PEX, but we don't make the fittings. And they are as thin as can be. So where this thing failed is like the thickness of 3 sheets of paper. Okay, so a plumbing fitting that is that thin failed under no pressure. It couldn't take the changes of hot and cold and hot and cold. Ultimately, it failed, and all of our fittings that are PECs are in areas that are exposed. Okay, so but it just flooded, you know, the basement. Bottom line with this whole problem is, it's not for me and it's not for you, but it's for people who have used PECs for pressure water systems, because when they fail, and I have a feeling these things are going to fail like crazy all over the world, and when they fail because of the chlorine in the water system, you know, the municipal water system, when they fail in municipal water system supplied water for houses, and they fail with the connections in the walls, people are going to lose floors, sheetrock, possessions, etc. And it's going to be terrible. I'm predicting a massive, massive set of failures that are going to occur as a result of PECs brass fittings. Any comments?
Well, yeah, let's talk about forced obsolescence for a moment and basically dovetail that into a little bit of an economic instruction here. You know, when you talk about increased demand, even if because of demographics and the part of the deflationary part of it, we have deflation, inflation, and stagflation. I've gone into great detail about that. But even if demand is going down because of demographics, which it really isn't, you have supply going down because of supply chain disruptions. You have an increase in commodity prices. You have all this forced obsolescence. So when you have a 75% increase in money creation year over year, where it's usually 1% to 2%, that part of the inflation equation makes all the companies who sell these products have to look at their margins and their spread. So when you have, as per ShadowStats.com, John Williams, he says we now have approximately 11% inflation. Nobody believes the CPI. That's 4 point something. It's all a bunch of crap. So inflation is best for the wealthy. So when you have a country like China that's producing this cheap forced obsolescence products by design, and they're creating all this cheap products with slave labor, you got to look at how the companies involved in the chain, the distributors, the wholesalers, even a few producers here or manufacturers in the States, they need to look at the spread. So they're buying cheaper product for a higher spread. And you got to remember, everything's changed. Inflation is going to change everything. You know, back in the 80s, we had a totally different set of numbers measuring things like inflation. Okay, everything has changed, and we've talked about this in great detail. When you hear all these terms like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, equity, these are all BS politically correct terms. They've been changed by definition. That's how they're changing inflation. That's how they're changing the CPI, the GDP. You cannot believe anything. And now that we've basically outsourced our productivity and manufacturing to the Chinas of the world, this is what you're going to get. And now that they're printing money hand over fist and making drunken sailors jealous, what's going to happen? More forced obsolescence, because everybody from the producer to the last person that sells in the chain is going to try to cut corners to make a profit for this margins and spread. And that's what happens when you have a decreased supply, increased even demand staying the same. It's just math. It's just going to get worse, Vince.
Yeah, and this is taking down families and taking down homes and businesses. We'll be right back.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana is the title of his book. It's available on Amazon. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you. If it's okay with you, Vince, because of this time in history, again, we're in the past, well past the 11th hour, I'd like to go to news in a flash because I just feel giving as much information of the corruption and manipulation of the system as possible right now is going to be more valuable with the little time I have regarding stories, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Please do.
Thank you. Again, I appreciate you letting me exercise my First Amendment rights. So, folks, what we're going to do is I'm just going to rip off. I'm going to start with general news, then I'll go to healthcare towards the end of the broadcast. And I'm going to give as much information as I can. So here we go. I'm going to try to keep my comments as minimal as possible, which is very hard to do sometimes. First article, five Oregon counties vote to secede and join Idaho. Now, I think that some Colorado counties are looking into this, seceding to Wyoming. I think this should be done all around the country. You know, you either vote with your feet or you do this. You're going to have to make two choices because that's all you're going to get. Next, Maricopa County audit team admits files were deleted, but they say they have recovered those files. show this to the world. The whole world knows what happened here, that the election was stolen. Everybody knows it. Next, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and Soros-backed sheriff begs Arizona Senate to end the election audit for the good of the country. No, it's for the good of the country to do this because they have delegitimized America, delegitimized work, delegitimized voting and elections. They have lowered the bars of standards and expectations for everything. They have protected the most corrupt companies and institutions with liability immunity and created more wealth inequality with this than any other way. We've basically given free lunch to the elite and eliminated the rule of law for their precedents while making the useful idiots, as they call them, basically sticking up for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, instead of standards and expectation like hard work, proven results, qualifications, etc. This is what has happened. We have to have these audits, and they have to be done not just in the swing states, even in Montana. There was Missoula County here in Montana that was caught minimum 7% changing the vote. Minimum. It made the papers here. I don't know if it made it nationally. I think one article did, actually. But let me keep moving on because I have a lot of information. Next, voting machines in Pennsylvania County only rejecting Republican ballots in Tuesday's primary election. You can only rejecting Republican ballots. What is that? That's called voter fraud. That's called election fraud. Keep in mind, people, in Pennsylvania, there was a bunch of abandoned buildings that were scheduled for demolition where a lot of these buildings were so-called registered addresses for voters where they were supposedly living. And how come all these buildings are scheduled for demolition? It's to hide the evidence. There's more. There's so much evidence, folks. It's unbelievable. Okay, next. San Francisco law legalizing shoplifting forces closure of small stores, leaving residents without everything. Next. Walgreens closes 17 San Francisco stores due to out-of-control shoplifting. Time for my disclaimer. I give it every broadcast because I know this information is shocking. It's unreal. It's treasonous. It's seditious. It's anti-American. It's impossible to believe that they have legalized shoplifting. But you have to do your own research. You have to verify what we say. You have to read every article that I mention. I try to verify. It's all published articles in the public domain. Next, uninformed troops goes to bars and 7-Elevens in Dallas to randomly vaccinate younger crowd. This is illegal. It's against the Nuremberg Code. And when I get into healthcare, I'll get into more detail and specificity. And we'll be back right after the break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and eight other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's get a pandemic update. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern on Monday.
We have gone from 6% of U.S. adults with one shot on the day the president took office to more than 60% in just 4 months. We're averaging about 24,000 cases per day, down from nearly 184,000 cases per day when we took office. And daily death rates have dropped nearly 85% since January 20th. Is there more work to be done? Absolutely. We're still at war with the virus. A couple things that we've been able to implement. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we've been able to accelerate and improve our COVID-19 response. School districts across the country have been able to leverage the resources needed to safely reopen. Small and medium-sized businesses are able to pay their employees for the time needed to take off work to get the shot and recover from it. And billions of dollars have gone to states and local organizations doing the boots-on-the-ground outreach around vaccine confidence, which is, of course, a big focus for us at this point. HHS is leading regular engagement with the COVID Community Corps leaders to discuss best practices. And just a few minutes ago, we announced the president hosted a YouTube town hall with a range of influencers with millions of followers, primarily young people, who need to understand the benefits of getting vaccinated. So just another example of the ways we're trying to use all of our resources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Rich Eubanks with us in class. Rich was able to violate YouTube policy early on in this broadcast, so it will not be heard on YouTube. Now, of course, the best way to listen to USA Prepares is at GCNLive.com. GCN as in Genesis Communications Network Live, L-I-V-E.com. There are archives there. All you do is search for the broadcast, and there's a tool to do that. You can click on archives, then you use the search tool to find USA Prepares, and you can search by day or date range and pick the broadcast you want to listen to. You can listen to them or you can download them. And so there's something else I'd like to mention very quickly, and that is what I do is send an email to Ron Gibson, who has the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube and BitChute and other outlets. And what I do is I say, Ron, you know, Rich Sheban and Vincent talked about, you know, certain things today. And I delineate exactly what we talked about. And I'll send it to them. So in the past, when I send them the highlights of the broadcast class, I would say, Ron, and then I put in bold, this class violates YouTube policy. And then I would further delineate what the class was about. Well, Ron Gibson, through his absolute brilliance, posts it exactly as I write it. So he says, this class violates YouTube policy. He doesn't put it on YouTube, but he puts it on BitChute and other outlets. And he says that it violates YouTube's policy. Then he talks about what the class was about, which is brilliant. So I want to thank Ron Gibson for doing that. And I want to thank Rich Sheban for insisting on telling the truth to our class. So while Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist announces that he's going to have a YouTube town hall to further convince the American people and the rest of the world about how great he is, YouTube, the media outlet that he's using, will not allow us to tell the truth. Any comments about that, Rich?
Well, yeah, Biden and security guard Kamala Harris hold a press conference, only 799 tune in, but don't forget he got 81 million votes. You know, I'm not going to suppress truth. I'm going to stand for principle, which is I have a base of three things, which I try to mention often, and that is the same rules, laws, accountability for everybody. The second is truth, and the third is just as important. If someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then we get to do it too. Now, we have BitChute, we have Rumble, we have Gab, there's a lot of alternative media that when the certain powers that be don't want truth, and I'm not even giving really opinion. I'm giving published articles in the public domain that are factual. There shouldn't be any retribution or consequences for telling the truth. But this is where America has gone. Is it okay if I continue, Vince?
Yeah, please do. I just wanted to mention that you know, during the news we heard that Jumpin' Joe is the plagiarist is going to have a town hall meeting. I thought that was quite interesting that he's going to have a town hall meeting on the, you know, the Joseph Goebbels forum YouTube. Yes, please continue.
Yeah, and that's why 799 people only tune in. That's why he can't get anybody at a rally. That's why he didn't win the election. Next, media tells Americans that conservatives are against immigration. No, they're not. They're for vetted immigration to make sure someone doesn't have a criminal record like murder or rape or, you know, drugs, that type of thing. Next, Biden spends as much on health care for illegal aliens as Trump did on the wall. I want you to wrap your head around that kind of hypocrisy, people. And it's not Biden spending. Basically, you're getting the bill because you pay for everything through inflation, taxes, and cost shifting. And I've given thousands of examples of that. Now, remember the inflation chart that I gave several times, and the big three on top of it is education, car insurance, and health care. So when someone walks into an ER and they get health insurance paid for at the highest levels, you have to pay for it. That's what immigration does. That's what the people are trying to avoid. Why should some illegal alien get free health care and we have to pay through it through inflation, taxes, and cost shifting? See, it's impossible not to go off into tangents. I got to keep moving here. I got a lot of information. Next, Biden shuts down Keystone Pipeline in the U.S. but waives sanctions for who Putin's pipeline to Germany. Putin, Russia's Putin. Think about that. Now, think about all this hacking, folks. Think about the, it's not just pipelines, the energy grids, and even Washington, D.C. This is why we always use the term to decentralize, okay? Basically, all infrastructure is connected online today. And that's, it just goes, whether it be people working at home, government infrastructure, institutional infrastructure, all companies need to stop being connected to the internet, just the main company, so there's no outside connections. Employees who work out home, out of the home, or these institutions or government should not be able to connect to Facebook and emails. That's how they get hacked. That's how the people, it's just like with the Bitcoin. You know, they basically said, you know, how the Bitcoin, remember the hackers behind the Colonial Pipeline received $90 million in Bitcoin? Why do you think they did that? They tried to make cryptocurrencies look nefarious in the money currency category so they can knock down Bitcoin, which they successfully did. And the Federal Reserve note is the most nefarious dark money payoff in the world history. So don't believe everything you hear, folks. Keep in mind, Barack Obama gave billions of dollars of pallets of cash to our enemy, Iran. Can't make this stuff up. Okay, next article. Vernon Jones, I just want to mention, that, take a look who Vernon Jones is in Georgia. He's running for governor. Take a look at what a true hero looks like, an American patriot looks like. And he's calling for a full forensic audit in Georgia, and we're going to talk a little more about that. Next, John Fredericks, also a great, intelligent patriot. He's on, Steve Bannon's show all the time, and we'll talk about that. But he has six affidavits from the Georgia election, and the witnesses allege 30,000 ballots are fake. That means the election is phony. Next, New Hampshire audit. Only 28% of GOP votes counted due to ballot folding problem. Only 28% of GOP. I wish I had more time to talk about these articles, folks. I just don't. Pardon me. Next, 6 months after 2020 election, Fulton County, Georgia is still missing legally required chain of custody documentation. See, the word legal doesn't even mean anything anymore because the state legislatures were supposed to create the rules and laws for all these voting changes. They didn't. It was done by attorney generals and governors and all these other government workers. This whole thing is illegal. This whole November election was it's a fraud. Next. 950 military mail-in ballots in Georgia, 100% went to Joe Biden. So for you in the military who's putting your life on the line, you don't even have a voice or a say. How does it feel? Next, Pentagon plans to monitor social media of military personnel for extremist content. The extremist content is coming from the Pentagon, is coming from the left, is coming from all this BS that they think it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, and inclusiveness. No, it's wealth redistribution from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. Okay? It's a consolidation of power, money, and control. This is what's happening. Next. Oh, here's a good one, folks. Biden caught fake driving. I don't know if you all saw that video. There was a steering wheel on the right. Joe Biden was driving this EV car, and there was a steering wheel on the right, and you can see the, I don't know if it was Secret Service or whoever it was driving, you could see his hands on the wheel as Biden drove by. It was all a stunt. It's all fake. It's all phony, just like the election. Everything is fake and phony. Next, Arizona Chair Dr. Kelly Ward says forensic audit should be finished by the end of June, and she made a very big hint that there are numerous duplicated ballots without originals. That's called fraud. There's no statute of limitations on fraud. Next, Biden's IRS sent $1,400 stimulus checks to people in Japan. You can't even make this stuff up, people. If I was a writer for the Twilight Zone, I couldn't come up with this stuff. It's too good. It's too unbelievable. Next. More video surfaces of Capitol Police waving protesters inside, moving barricades aside, standing by as the so-called protesters walk by. You can't make this stuff up. And these new videos of the January 6th rioters, and I'm using air quotes here, were given the okay to enter by Capitol Police. And here's the really good one. The U.S. Capitol doors on January 6th were magnetically locked. That means somebody on the inside in Capitol Security had to release the lock. This is all fake. It's all phony. It's all rehearsed. It's a false flag. January 6th was a false flag. Next. No whites allowed, says Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Think about the racism, and not only the racism, but how they're trying so hard to create, manufacture, justify, rationalize hate, prejudice, and race wars. They don't care how they do it. They don't care who dies. They just want infighting. They want chaos so they can cover up the crimes of the elite. And these people, like this Lori Lightfoot, is just a literal pawn. She's taken the money or she's blackmailed in order to create the agenda for the elite, which is to eliminate freedom, liberties, justice, and the rule of law for everyone else. Next, Democrat state-level failures come back to haunt them as already Republicans predicted to win in 2020. How is Republicans going to win in 2020 when we let a fraudulent election to win in 22? How is that going to happen if we allow a fraudulent election to take place in November of 2020? This is a joke. The whole system is illegitimate. There's no more integrity left in anything to do with government. It is delegitimized. Next. Titans golfer who played on men's college team wins woman's title. Think about this. Who are the people sticking up for women's sports and legitimacy and hard work and proven results and qualifications? It's the Patriots. Next, PBS children's show showing drag queen in training. Your tax dollars, folks. PBS is run by your tax dollars, and they're showing children's shows of drag queens in training. Can't make this stuff up. Disclaimer. We'll be right back after this break.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich even mentioned that the plagiarist got a ride in a Ford F-150 Lightning, an electric truck, in Dearborn, Michigan, at the plant. I saw the video, and he took off in it, and he couldn't even stay in the lane. I mean, he just went from the right-hand lane to the left-hand lane. Couldn't even keep it going straight, or at least that appeared to be what I saw. And he said, quote, this is his quote, not my words, "This sucker," S-U-C-K-E-R, "is quick," end quote. "This sucker is quick." How quick? Well, he said that this Ford F-150 pickup truck goes 0 to 60 miles an hour in around 4.4 seconds. Class, let me just tell you what that means. That means that this Ford F-150 Lightning electric truck is faster than a Ferrari 308 5-speed. It's 1980 model. It's faster in acceleration than my AMX 390 4-speed. This thing is blazing fast. Now, it sells for, reportedly, will sell for between $40,000 and $90,000. Two questions I have for you. Who needs a vehicle that goes 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds on the street? Second question, who needs to spend $90,000 on a pickup truck? Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, who can spend $90,000 on a pickup truck? In addition to that, he wasn't even driving it. So the fact that he was going from left lane to right lane is irrelevant. He was caught not driving it with another driver with another steering wheel in the passenger side. Unbelievable. Hypocrites and double standards. That's pretty much, if they didn't have standards, double standards, they wouldn't have standards at all. Next, hypocrites maskless. Hugs and handshakes are back at the White House. Nancy Pelosi fines GOP lawmakers for ditching their masks when she's caught on film shaking hands and giving hugs. It's a pathetic joke. Next, DeSantis rocks. This is the governor of Florida. Gives Floridians the power to sue big tech for censorship and banning. This is what every governor should be doing, is looking at DeSantis in Florida. He's a true patriot. Next, unhinged Joe Scarborough demands Trump supporters leave U.S. and be replaced by immigrants. Every alternative media site has talked about how these vaccines could be there for depopulation. And I've quoted the vice president, top scientist in Pfizer, saying that this is the depopulation. All the frontline doctors, all the doctors have been banned. And they're bringing in immigrants to replace Americans. Joe Scarborough admitted it right there. Next, it's official. The Fed is promoting FedCoin. And this is the Powell speech. Basically, if we have a FedCoin, people, it's going to be a permanent cash system. In other words, you're going to be told what to do, how to buy, what to buy. Everyone's going to know what you buy. It's going to be a total joke, but it's only going to be for the people, not for the elite. Next. Canadian police are giving out tickets for the crime of shaking hands. Please look this up. And I'm going to throw out my disclaimer again here. These are published articles in the public domain. I've seen the video. In Canada, they have gone 100% full-fledged Nazi. I feel so sorry for my brothers and sisters up in Canada. Next, China emits more greenhouse gases than all developed countries combined. See, all these treaties, all these things that are signed, okay, all these agreements, it's giving China and even India total exemptions for everything. It's mostly affecting the Western countries to bring us down. Next, Michigan Governor Whitmer comes clean after photographs showed her breaking her own rules at a restaurant and a bar regarding social distancing and masks and stuff like this. See, how many examples of hypocrisy and double standards have we given on this broadcast over the years, mostly regarding people from the left and a few rhinos on the right? How many? If any of these things happened, we would have lost our job. We would have been in jail for half of these things. But these people just go, oops, because they get caught. That's it. Next. Teen Vogue magazine explains how to use menstrual blood in witchcraft to their 12-year-old readers. Again, not making this up. And sit down for this. If you're having breakfast, please swallow, because you're not going to believe this. Colorado professor claims that white supremacy is causing black people to attack Asians. You can't make this stupidity up, folks. We'll be right back after the heartbreak at the top of the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.